Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you once again for another opportunity to sit at your feet and to receive what you have in store for us again tonight. Lord, we are never tired to hear your words. We pray that as we come, Lord, whether in doctrine, whether in rebuke, whether in reproof, whether in correction or instruction, we pray, O God, they will all find their resting place in our hearts. Amen. Grant it, Father. Amen. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. We just want to appreciate you for all that you have been doing for us since the camp started. Lord Jesus, we are looking unto you again tonight. Remember those that are trusting you, are seeking your face for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. May tonight be their portion, Lord.
Amen.
Those who say, sick in the body, by the Lord our God, I healed all our diseases.
Amen.
Meet with all our needs, O God. There is none of us that will say I'm self-sufficient. Lord, we want more of you at
yes,
all times.
Lord.
We just humbly hand over the service into your hands while we appreciate the song leader and the virtue that left him. We have, O God, that you replenish him.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I would do. Tonight, we have our precious brother Sunday Oyedoku.
And you are up in
God bless you, God.
God
bless you. God bless you.
Let's bow our heads one more time.
We cannot pray too much.
We cannot pray too much.
Our
gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for your presence since the commencement of this program. Thank you for the dimension in which you have been taking us through. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your purpose being achieved among us. We are grateful, Lord. We believe there is still more to be filled up with. We are depending on you again this evening. I believe your people has not come to look at who we're going to preach. We have not come to greet each other. We have come to renew strength.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, may you come down once again.
Amen.
May you renew our strength.
Amen.
From the pulpit to the basement, may you pass this way once again.
Amen.
Visit us in your mercy.
Amen.
And may you turn around our captivity.
Amen.
Lord, I'm standing before your people. Realize not worthy to move this page of this scripture. Lord, I just pray at this moment that you'll be merciful to this vessel of mortar clay. May you, O God, pass through him, O God.
Amen.
Help me to be flexible in your hand.
Amen.
That you can do what you want to do tonight.
Amen.
Help each and every one of your children.
Yes, Lord.
Make them to open up also.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray that your grace will pass this way.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly
Thank
Father.
You,
we worship and we adore you.
Amen.
We give you the glory.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's give God a clap offering. God bless you. God bless you. And welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just before we are seated. Let's quickly open our Bibles. That I have no need to make you stand again. Sorry. We have a very little pulpit, but it's all right. God bless you.
Amen.
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Then we also read Philippians chapter
1.
Then we also read Philippians chapter
2.
Sorry to keep you a little bit standing. Ephesians chapter 2. Sorry. I'll read from verse 1 to 7. And you are still quickened, who we are dead in trespass and sins. We are reigning in time past. You walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy,
amen,
for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ.
Amen.
By grace ye are saved.
Amen.
And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
Amen.
In his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Ẹyin ilé ó sì ti sọ di ààyè nígbà tí ẹyin ti kú nítorí ìrè kọjá àti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yín nínú èyí tí ẹyin ti rìn rí gẹ́gẹ́ bí ipa ti ayé yìí gẹ́gẹ́ bí aláṣẹ agbára ojú ọ̀run ẹ̀mí tí ń ṣiṣẹ́ nísinsìnyí nínú àwọn ọmọ aláìgbọ́ràn nínú àwọn ẹni tí gbogbo yín wà pẹ̀lú ti wà rí nínú ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ ara wa àámú ìfẹ́ ara àti ti inú ṣẹ àti nípa ẹ̀dá wa sì ti jẹ́ ọmọ ìbínú gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn ìyókù pẹ̀lú ṣùgbọ́n ọlọ́run ẹni tí ṣe ọlọ́rọ̀ lé àánú nítorí ìfẹ́ ńlá rẹ̀ tí ó fi fẹ́ wa nígbà tí àwa tilẹ̀ ti kú nínú ìrè kọjá wa ó sọ wá di ààyè pẹ̀lú kristi orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti fi gbà wá là ó sì ti jí wa dìde pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ ó sì ti mú wa wá jókòó pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ nínú àwọn ọ̀run nínú kristi jésù pé ní gbogbo ìgbà tí ń bọ̀ tí ó bá lè fi ọ̀rọ̀ orí ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ̀ tí ó pọ̀ rí kọjá hàn nínú ìṣeun rẹ̀ sí wa nínú Kristi Jésù.
Philippians chapter 1, let's turn to verse 6.
Philippi orí kìíní.
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Philippi kìíní orí kẹfà. Ó ní ohun kan yìí ṣáàdá mi lójú pé ẹni tí ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ iṣẹ́ rere nínú yín yóò ṣe àṣepé rẹ̀ títí fi di ọjọ́ Jésù Kristi.
Philippians chapter 2, sorry.
Philippi orí kejì.
Verse 12 and down to 16.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejìlá sí ìkẹrìndínlógún.
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain.
Nítorí náà ẹ̀yin olùfẹ́ mi gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ̀yin ti ń gbọ́ràn nígbà gbogbo kìí ṣe nígbà tí mo wà lọ́dọ̀ yín nìkan ṣùgbọ́n pàápàá nísinsìnyí tí èmi kò sí ẹ máa ṣiṣẹ́ ìgbàlà yín yọrí pẹ̀lú ìbẹ̀rù àti ìwárìrì nítorí pé ọlọ́run ní ṣiṣẹ́ nínú yín láti fẹ́ àti láti ṣiṣẹ́ fún ìfẹ́ inú rẹ̀ ẹ máa ṣe ohun gbogbo lé àìsí ìkùnsínú àti ìjiyàn kí ẹyin kí ó lè jẹ́ aláìlẹ́gàn àti oníwà tútù ọmọ ọlọ́run aláìlábàwọ́n láàrin oníwà wíwọ́ àti alárekérekè orílẹ̀-èdè láàrin àwọn ẹni tí à ń rí yín bí ìmọ́lẹ̀ lé ayé ẹ sì máa na ọwọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ìyè jáde kí èmi kí ó lè ṣògo ní ọjọ́ Kristi pé èmi kò sáré lásán bẹ́ẹ̀ni èmi kò sì ṣe làálàá lásán.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word.
Amen.
God bless you. May be seated. So once again,
I
want to express an appreciation to the pastor.
Afẹ́ fi mórí hàn sí olùṣọ́àgùtàn.
who hosted us,
to gba wa lalejo,
and they also given this privilege
to si fun won ni anfani yi
to be of a service
lati wa ni sesi
to the people in the convention.
Asi awon eniyan to wa nu
agba, God bless you, sir. I'm very grateful
to
the ministers. I'm very grateful. God bless you, and to the entire church.
Ati si gbogbo apejopo,
we appreciate this effort
amoriri aisapa yi
in a time like this
ni akoko bi eleyi
that we are able to organize the convention.
Ati a le se eto ti agba ajo,
we pray we will not labor in vain.
A gbadura pe a oni se lala lasan.
Abraham said that God will hold nobody.
Whatever
you are putting, the Lord will reward it back. So may God bless your efforts for the kingdom. I also greet all the servants of God. We have elders at my back too. May God bless our elders. And may God bless every brothers, every ministers of God too. I appreciate you all. God bless you all. I should be the least among them. But I just fall my lot to be here. And I'm not looking at it that the host pastor is picking the best out of us. No. They are wonderful men of God. They are wonderful men of God. If you have heard them preaching, you know that they are God's servants. And they are fireballs. Some of us are just a slow preacher. But we have great men behind me here. And I pray that the Lord will bless and raise the honor of their ministries. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. So to every one of us, I say God bless you all. Thank you for coming to convention. We know it's not easy when you look at the nation that we are living in. But one thing we know, that nothing will defile us. In the midst of this situation, we will serve the Lord. We will be at the post of our duty. Whether the country collapses or it's not collapsing, we are in a different dimension from Nigeria. So they cannot hold us down. They can't tie us down. We are going to worship the Lord. Let me say this to you. The economy of this nation cannot take care of us. Our treasury is already empty. So if you rely upon the economy of this nation, you will be disappointed because it cannot take care of us. But one thing I know is this: the economy of God will take care of our journey. It will take care of every one of us. You ask me, is there money in the economy of God? You ask me, is there money in the economy of God? I will say that there is money in the economy of God. One day the disciples was challenged to pay a tax, and the great master was in their midst, and he asked him, we don't have money to pay, how do we do it? He said, you just take your ATM card. Take your ATM card. Go to Oceanic Bank. Go to Oceanic Bank. When he got to Oceanic Bank, the exact money that he needed is what he withdrew out. So the economy of God can take care of all of us. One day in Samaria, there was a woman that was so poor, but his servant Elijah had to be fed. And God told his prophet, I have commanded a widow, you go to Sarephath. When you get there, I have commanded her.
Oh,
God's servant was going that strength, that when I get there, I will not explain anything. I will just meet the woman, and the woman will just tell me, don't say anything, God has commanded me. But you know, when he got there, he saw the woman parking stick. While he was parking stick, he met the woman on the road. He said, please, woman, Give me some water. And the woman looked at him. He was managing to go. To go and get the water. He said, please, when you get there, make me some small food. So the way the woman spoke, it showed that he is not aware of any man. The command that God said he commanded, the woman is not aware of it. Sometimes you may carry a command and you may not know about it. But if you carry a command, God will make you fulfill the command. The woman said, the only food that remained is only for me and my boy. And when we eat the food, we are going to die. But when God stepped in the place, death can't take that place. The darkest moment of life, the darkest moment of life, when God stepped there, God will make it to become light again. And he told the woman, don't bother about death. Just go and bake my home. And he prophesied. And he told the woman, your flour will never run dry. Your horn will never go down. I will ask you a question. From which economy is that flour coming out of? Do you think God is stealing? Do you think God is stealing? God is not stealing. Anytime the woman puts some flour, it increased again. When he poured the horn, it increased again. From which economy? Not American economy, Nigeria economy, and from the heavenly economy. So our God is more than able. Our God is more than able. In his own economy, he will take care of us. One time ago, more than 2 million from his economy, he was feeding them every day for 40 years. The economy of God never run bankruptcy. The economy of God never deflated. Because God cannot be deflated. Tell me, who among the richest men can feed 2 million? In 1 month.
Wow.
They can't do it. But God, that we serve, is more than able. So let us relax our minds. Shalom to the bride of Christ. It is well with us. It is well with us. Because we are in the mind of God. We are in the plan of God. Nothing meets God by surprise. May God bless you.
Amen.
May God rejoice our hearts. So, what we need to do is to be up and doing. All that devil wants to make us to do is to run after business. How to make it. And forget the main thing. Forget the main thing. But God will help you and me.
Will
not forget the main thing. Because
it
takes that main thing. To take us back home. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you give me 65:01:17? Paragraph 146. Now the message, a paradox. He said, Lord Jesus, thou art a paradox. When God was made flesh, he said God was a paradox. He said, I pray, Heavenly Father. He's now making a prayer now. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will manifest yourself this afternoon, proving to us that you are to us here today. Not only proving to us,
said
there is, I suppose, 90% or more of the people set here. Believe that. every word, but that we might see you again, and let us know that this word that you spoke, the word that God spoke, that is still traveling around and around, the word that God spoke is traveling around all around the whole world. So when God speaks, He's not speaking to the hear. When God speaks, that word He spoke is traveling around the hair. Do you know why He's traveling around the hair? He's not wandering all over the places. He's not wandering about. Not that the word means road, but the word is moving around the world. Just like a word, record. He moves like a record. Let us move into that record. Because the word that was spoken, that was moving around in every messages through his own prophets, he said that word is moving like a record, because that word is looking for fulfillment.
He's
looking for fulfillment, and the only way we can fulfill it is to step into that word.
There's
a dimension, in which that word is moving in.
That's
a frequency. That's a frequency in what that word is traveling. And before you can manifest it, you have to step into that frequency. When you don't step into that frequency, then the word that is moving cannot manifest in your life. You cannot be the doer of that word. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Do you know radio? That's right. William Branham said that.
William Branham, we pay.
Pictures are moving around here.
Pictures
are moving here.
But
we cannot see it until something can catch it.
However,
one time or the other, tune to your radio. And when you tune to your radio, somebody is speaking in your radio. Somebody is playing song in your radio. If you lose your radio, if you lose it. Looking for who is talking. You will lose it. And you are looking for who is talking. When you lose it and you open it, you will never see anybody speaking. But somebody is speaking. There's a dimension in what that person is speaking. There's a dimension. We call it the fourth dimension. That's your transition that you place in on your table. One make him to voice, bring that voice. Because that radio was able to tune to that place. Listen. Have you ever picked your radio? You tune your radio. And when you tune your radio, you'll be hearing some funny noise. Instead of you hearing somebody speaking, you'll be hearing some funny news. And when you begin to tune, all of a sudden, that
radio
we pick that voice, because that frequency that person is speaking from, your radio in your home has stepped into that frequency, and it can produce the voice. So before you also can produce what God wants to produce, you have to step to the frequency of where that record is into. Because the record is moving around the world. If right in your seats, you can tune in, you can step into that frequency, you will get to what is going on there. But many times we don't get to that frequency. You are like a radio. You are looking for
96.6.
When you are in 94.2,
you
will be a disturbance.
You be.
That radio will be a disturbance.
Radio, yeah.
How many of you have become a disturbance?
Amen. Only not to
damu.
Because you are not able to manifest the word that is in record. Because you have not been able to tune to the right frequency.
See,
there is no problem in this thing. It's only for a radio which is in your room. You don't need to carry into where the man is talking. Right in the room. You on the radio. You just tune the frequency. Let him get the frequency. The radio himself will pick the voice. The record of God's word.
Is
right in the moving. In a different dimension. But right in your seat. You are in a different dimension. But if God could help you. And you are able to step out. And you step to that frequency. When you step to that frequency, you will see yourself and the record of God's word saying the same thing. But if you are going to 96.6, you are going to
96.6.
That is what the program is spending. We are still in
92.4.
We are still in 92.4. You see many reasons why you are not playing the record. Because your frequency has not really made frequency. You become a problem. Instead of you recording the voice, the voice that is moving the record, the radio don't need to have any problem. The radio don't need to crack the radio. You just tune the
radio
and get the right frequency. The man that is speaking, the station may be in Lagos. It doesn't make a difference. Don't carry the radio to Lagos. For what reason? Where you are. If you are in America, and the radio is in Nigeria, all you need, step to the frequency. When you get to the frequency, what is happening in London? You can voice it out. So what is going on in that record room? We are the word of this age. Because you are the man. I am the man. We are the people that will manifest the voice. What God has spoken in this age.
He's
looking for vessels. Looking for man and woman. Who can manifest it. The only way we can manifest it is to step to that frequency. Sometimes you believe your radio is too old. And you want to throw it away. No. Some radio that had no antenna. Some radio in which maybe the volume as the volume bottle is gone.
Radio
all it need to do to function. If you can get the tuning and get the frequency where the program is going on, my brother, my sister, you don't need to be a rich man. You don't need education to be able to manifest God's word. All that you need is to step in that frequency. When we step in that frequency, oh my.
Amen.
There will not be struggle. That radio is not struggling.
Radio is not
struggling. I don't think he's struggling to bring out the voice. He was able to connect to the frequency. So what God wants from you, what God wants from me, is to step into the frequency where the recorded word is
taught.
And that makes it very easy.
Yes,
may God be our help. Today, Lord, Let us move in. Not hear it just like it was coming secondly. From a man's mouth. But let that mouth and person and people all sitting here become your word. How do you become your word? It will step to that frequency. May God bless you, friends. Indeed, before you go back home, as many who have not stepped to that frequency, God will give you grace. God will give us grace. We will step into that frequency. And when we are going back home, we are going to be a brand new person. Your neighbor will ask you a question. Where do you go? Where have you been? You only tell him, I have stepped into that frequency. That is what makes a difference. That's what makes a difference to me. I have stepped into that frequency. If you can all step to that frequency, then we're going to be the recorded word. We manifest in our life altogether. May God bless you.
Amen.
So this evening, just a few minutes.
John
will say some few things. Preachers have already preach almost all the messages.
That is so good, yeah.
I was wondering where will I do again? Because they call me from left and right. If you can only say go back home, I think we are all blessed. Because they have come from every place.
So,
only scramble just remain for me. Only just the scramble. But don't just be out with the scramble this evening. Let me just pick a little scramble. And we can feed ourselves with it. One or two things. Can still be of help. May God bless you. Please, can you give me 1:06:18? You know, we read from Book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Yes, I will announce it. Not the frequency. I will announce it. I'll read the quote that will announce it. Philippians chapter 2. He said, wherefore, my beloved, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence,
only,
but how much more in my absence. He said, work out your own salvation. With what? Fear and trembling. That scripture said, you. No, he mentioned you particularly. He mentioned you.
Who daruko re? Daruko me.
Okay. Sorry. He said you.
Only ki wo.
God bless you. Thank you. You work out your whole salvation with fear and trembling. Then look at the next verse. See the next verse. For it is God. It is who? Which worketh in you both to will. Both willing and to do. In verse 12 say you should work. But when it comes to verse 13, there's no you again. He become God. Even the willingness to pray, God is in charge of it.
Or
willing to come to church, God is in charge of it. You are to will and to do. In your verse 13, God has take it over. I'm looking at a journey.
that started by you.
Your
own efforts. Your own trial. But it must come to a point where you will be out of the picture. And God Almighty will take it over. Your will to pray. Your will to serve God. Your will to come to church. We
have
to come from God. You are doing God's pleasure. You are doing God's pleasure. Has to be God Almighty. I think that's the progress of the journey. It's a progress of the journey. Can you give me 61? Let's read 61-0618. Look at what Abraham said there.
61-0618.
That should be revelation of Jesus Christ. 61-0618. Can you quickly? My. Sorry, please. Let's just be a paragraph 112, sorry. Paragraph 112.
Akwapo Gbolohun 142.
Don't get it. Now the next thing she has to do, talking about roots.
Why? O so nipa root. Ohun to kan to ni lati se.
And Abraham said that root represent the bride, you know that.
So fun a pe root o duro fun o sa
kare ijo. Now the next thing she has to do,
ohun to kan ti root lati
se. She had to work.
O lati sise.
She become a legalist. She has to work at her own salvation with fear and trembling.
O lati sise igbalara re
pe. Like you did. She went out into the field and put her cloak upon her and went into the field and
lived
behind the maiden in order to get sustaining food for the day. Is that right? What was she doing? She was trying to find favor with Boaz. So she has to walk her way through the stage of legalism. She must start the journey with herself. And that's exactly what the church did. The Luther believed in him by faith and come into the land. But the Methodists, for sanctification, which was the legalist standpoint of it, you've got to do something. I've got to quit. I've got to let my hair grow out. Because they don't do it no more. They did it. They had to quit wearing the paint in their faces. And all shot like the other did. They had to do something. See, that was what she did. The state of justification. The state of justification. Now, when finally she found favor with Boaz, what happened? Then Naomi told her, you wait here. Why Boaz does the work of a king's man redeemer? You have worked.
But
a time has now come.
You have to
relax yourself.
God
will take it over. Your redemption, your perfection, your victory, your breakthrough, your success, whatever you achieve in life, it will be in the hand of God. He said you have to wait, because it's only Boaz that will now be doing the working. You have work enough. I have work enough. Let's submit to God. Let God take it over from us. When God starts to do, He will give us grace to will and to do.
Amen.
The work of the King's Man Redeemer.
Because
he is the only one that can do it.
He
is our next King's Man Redeemer.
You
just wait here.
Don't go in the field no more. Don't do this, that, or the other. You just wait until the king's marriage has been fulfilled. And she rested. Rest, little bride. Rest, little bride. Our salvation from here to glory is in God's hand. If God miss it, if you miss it, then God has missed it. If you fail, then God has failed. By the grace of God, we will not fail. Because God will not fail. Let's rest in God's plan.
Amen.
Legalism should be over. Legalism should be over. We have to step into another dimension. Another. Let's step into something else. Let's step into a new day. Let's step into higher law. You know, Jesus Christ one day, he was going. They brought a woman. The woman was caught in adultery. And they threw her to Jesus Christ. Each of them carried stone in their hand. Say, Master, we met this woman in the very
house.
What should we do to him? They know the law. The law said that when you get a woman in that condition, stone him to death. That's the law. But there's a higher law. The man that stood there is the beginning of a higher law. Higher than Moses' law. He come to fulfill all laws. And when they brought him and they threw her down and they put Christ in their hand. But the law, this woman have done something. By the law of Moses,
Moses,
we said we should stone him. What should we do? And Christ was looking at the old law. And the man that is standing here is the creator of the higher law. He's trying to bring the bride, the people of the new race, into a higher law. And when he looked at them, he knew something. He knew what they were saying was right. But we are stepping out of that law. The law of all creation. We are going to a new order. The 8-day order. In the 8-day order, it's a higher law. It's a higher law. And Christ told them, any of you who have not done it, cast the first stone. Rabbi, Rabbi James dropped one.
Rabbi James Jack Osot Ukuta.
Rabbi Shedrak dropped one.
Rabbi
Shedrak dropped this one. Anybody was dropping. But they could have fulfilled the law. The law said they should stone him. They could have stoned her. But Christ told them, he's standing in the brim. He's standing in a junction. We are handing this. We are bringing him this. And he told the people who have been ordained to be here can understand this new law. But those who are here, the law of Moses, you cut the eyes, you cut the head, you break the nose. But when you come to this place, the higher law is the law of the 8th day. The higher law is the law of the new creation. And he told that woman, where are your accusers? She looked this way, she looked this way. Nobody was found. Neither do I condemn you. But go and do it no more. Jesus never break the law. Jesus never put an end to that law. He come to magnify the law. That was why they say he broke Moses' law. He broke the Sabbath day. But he never broke Sabbath day. Jesus fulfilled the Sabbath day law. You need to understand and step away from the whole law.
No
wonder Abraham said that we don't enter by creed and dogmas.
He said we step into an eternity with God. We come to a place of relationship. God bless you, church.
Amen.
Okay. Can you give me 65-11-28? We can start the sermon. 65-11-28. God only provided a place of worship. Should we pause series?
Paragraph
260.
Rejoicing. 262.
Okay. The headstone crying what? The headstone crying what?
But our inner, go to the Lutheran. Okay.
The headstone crying what?
The next paragraph.
No. It's a new.
262.
65-11-28M. Right. Paragraph 263.
263.
Okay. Uh-huh. The headstone crying what? Grace, grace. Pass from death and creed. Into a living world of living God. God only provided a plan for his age. Bring it down. His son in the world age. Quickened by the spirit like a spark. That light of something to make it alive. And seated now in heavenly places. Present tense. Already alive. And subject to every promise in the West. Then what does that do? You being a part of God's gene, a part of the Word, other men a part of God's Word, seated together, manifested the entire body of Christ. Because there is no living among you. See what he's talking about, brother. No living among you. Just the Word only. Seated in heavenly places, in the door, where he put his name. Christ Jesus. So we are looking at alive and subject to every word.
Alive
and subject.
We were lie ati we were la pesa koso si gbogbo oro Olorun.
Every promise.
Gbogbo ileri Olorun.
Amen. In the word.
Ninu oro Olorun.
Now we are going to look at this.
Bring it back to me. Awo eleyi je ka tun pada si ibere re.
We are coming to a time where God wants to make us alive and subjects to every promise in the
West.
There are promises in the
West.
And some promise is for everybody. Some promises is not for everybody. You get me now? There's a promise that says that the law of sowing and reaping. When you sow, you reap. So that law is a general promise. Even a non-seed,
he can
be blessed by this promise. If he sow right, he will reap right. God is not blessing the wicked. But God has to honor his word. And you know, a righteous man, a believer in the church, who claims to be a believer, may sow a wrong seed, and he will reap a wrong seed. Why an a starch unbeliever can sow a right seed and reap a right thing? You think God is blessing them? No, God had to abide by his law. You heard what Abraham said?
Said
sometimes prostitutes come to church. Prostitutes come to prayer line. And receive healing. Whereas sisters in the church, member of church, never receive healing. Do you know Sister Edith, sister? What's her editor? What's her name?
Aburo, Arabini, Edith Wright.
She died in a leg condition.
Edit.
Brahms, I worry many times.
Ara.
And the lady will sit down right in her wheelchair and she will watch people rising up. She will watch people rising up, going back home healed, and she remained on that seat and she died in that condition. God is not partial.
What
God is watching, whoever comes to the line of his word, God will honor his word. But there are some promises which are special
to
some people. Not everybody can have themselves fulfill that promise. Do you know that the promise of adoption is not for everybody? The promise of sons of God manifesting is not for everybody. The promise of translation
is
not for everybody. The promise of rapture or change of body
is
not for everybody. But we are looking at a promise this evening that God wants to make those people who are special. The world may not know them. Nobody may know them. But heaven called them special. You ask me, how did they merit it? We cannot explain it. Everything was in God's own pleasure to make some people special. And he called them a peculiar people. He called them a royal nation. He called them a chosen generation of a priesthood of God, and nothing you can do or I can do to make me to be among them. One lawyer met Christ.
Lord,
said, what can I do to have eternal life? Christ look at him.
Christ,
you can't do anything. What can you do? What can I do to have them like?
Look at
this woman. Nothing anybody can do.
Everything
was concluded in God. He said, I make some people vessel of honor. I make some vessel of
honor.
And nothing anybody can do about that. The vessel of honor, not because of anything he contributed,
is
purely grace on him. And the vessel of dishonor, don't ever think of because it's wicked. We can look at the scripture. There are some people right even in the vessel of honor.
At
some point in their life, they play wickedness.
That's right.
Have you heard where God said, thou shalt not kill? It's in the Bible. And one man, at the feast of Bapua.
At
feast of Bapua. Feast.
Oh, no.
I say Bapua.
Bapua.
Yeah, feast of Bapua. When.
Oh, Bapel.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
That feast.
Okay. Nibi, don't you see, I say Bapel.
When they were messing up,
Nibati,
one boy just carried a javelin.
Okay, because the moon.
And a man and a girl.
Call.
Who was messing up openly? He took the javelin and pissed it to the floor. And God said, because you have done this, I will make you a priesthood. Because thou shalt not kill. Don't kill your neighbor. Don't kill that one. But some things are in the prerogative of God. We can't question him. We can only believe him.
If
God make you a vessel of honor,
it's
not purely grace.
Hallelujah.
Don't tell me because I was singing song.
Ma so pe tori pe mo nkorin.
And I impressed God.
Ah, o si wa mu oruwo ori Olorun wu.
You can't impress God.
O le mori Olorun wu. O le mori Olorun wu.
Or you say, don't worry, next Sunday.
Pe e ba oda ni ojo simi to nbo.
I will surprise God.
Ma yo Olorun lenu.
Can I rebrand?
Opolo.
You cannot surprise God. God can only surprise us.
Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen.
So God has made some people. He has chosen them. He has ordained them. He has called them to
Messiah.
And called them a chosen generation. He called them a royal priesthood. He called them his own. And God wants to walk in their life. In a certain time. He wants to make them to be alive. And when they are alive, they can now be subjects.
So
every of these promises, God will help them. God will help them to be able to step into his frequency. Where the recorded word is. Where that word is spoken. And is recorded. Waiting. For a time when sons of God will step out, when men and women that the grace of God has saved their life, and they will step out, and when they step out, what is in that record? What is recorded? They will not do more. They will not do more. They will not say more. I don't know. On your radio when you get back home. And when your radio is speaking. Exactly what that man is saying. Is what is echoing out. So our life has to echo. You don't know what echo is. When you are in a room. Where there is nothing. And you speak. Your voice echo. That echo is repeating what you have said. Echo is not translating. Echo is not explaining. Echo is saying just exactly. When you say ho, your echo will say ho. Because he's echoing back. So God is expecting in this day there will be men and women, there will be some peculiar people that will echo him, that will echo the promised word. What has been spoken? What has been spoken? And it's in the record. Moving around the world. He's moving around the world. Holiness is spoken. Society is spoken. Don't marry an unbeliever is spoken. Don't paint your face is spoken. Don't go and play game is opened.
It's
moving. Waiting for body. Waiting for a transistor. That we can tune him. That grace can tune him. And when grace to you. And you hit the frequency. I don't care where you are. I don't care in the midst of where you are. It may be a corrupt place.
I didn't hear. Sorry.
It may be a place that is corrout.
Only there be can't talk deep again.
You don't need to tell me.
That's for me.
You know, Ibadan is better than Lagos.
Ibadan can't do it. Colo.
Lagos is corrupted. Ibadan is better.
Lagos is
Ijebu is better.
Ijebu
is okay.
Ifeda.
Lagos is too much.
So,
this is the world that is moving.
Local.
You are not the one that will leave it.
You are called your big guy now.
Transistor radio.
Radio transistor.
He is not the manufacturer. He is not the one bringing the voice out. He only tuned to a frequency. And when you tune into a frequency, he caught that frequency. Where that voice is coming out from.
It could be a big radio.
O le je radio nla kan.
It could be a small handset.
O le je oro ilewo tafi
soro. Put a small handset.
O le je radio.
That big radio.
Radio kekere.
On it. To the same frequency.
Che iwa yi ipele ti o ti soro.
I will tell you. Both the big one and the small one.
Most of them pe nla.
We bring out the same thing.
Ati nla ati kekere. Oro kan na ni won jo so jade.
It's not all about you.
Ki se iwo.
It's not all about us.
It's about
God.
The
program is God's program. The program is God's program.
It's not
about us.
It's
about Him. He's working everything for His own pleasure. Except for this purpose. For this purpose. Not because Father wants to be a wicked man.
Kise tori pe
none that Pharaoh want to be
kise pe Pharaoh fe je ni buburu o
he want to be hardy
pe wa fe kan se nu okan le
none that he want to be hardy
kise pe fe ka se okan le
the purpose make him hardy
wa iroba n to lati muse lo je ka se okan re le
sometimes he try sometimes he try when the challenge was too much
o gbiyanju
he will call Moses
nigba ti wahala yen ba poju pe Moses e ba mi pe Moses
put it down
Moses o da
I will let them go now
o da o je kan lo a o fun won le
and God be watching it
Olorun ma wo
to let them go
lati je kan lo
no not now
ari rara
I refuse your repentance
mo ko ironu po ada re
I refuse I withdraw that remorse
yi pada okan re mo ko
and God will now retighten it
Olorun wa tun de
because
if Pharaoh
allow them to, he just plead, he just accept to let them go. The purpose of God that said that I want to show my power will be defeated. I don't see anybody. I don't see any power, any principalities in their numbers, in their millions that can defeat God's purpose.
Amen.
God will tell Moses.
Allah will tell Moses.
I won't agree. I won't let him. And Pharaoh will just want him to just happen again. Pharaoh will change his
mind.
He can't help himself.
Oh.
You can't help yourself. Oh.
Sorry.
It's what God grace did for us.
Oh.
So if you find grace. If you find grace, humble yourself. Don't look at that woman.
Ma wo obirin ye
that wear trousers.
To wo soko to wo
that paint her lips.
Ah, to kun ete re.
And say the serpent seed.
So pe iru ejo.
She's too stubborn.
O ti
she will not hear preaching.
Ko kin pe ti si
wa. If not God on your side.
Ti o ba jo Olorun to shanu fun wo.
How many of you want to be here?
Na me lo ta lo le gbo.
How many of you want to be here?
Amelo ni o wa nibi.
How many young boys, how many young girls want to sit down here? Their mind is not here. We are caging them. We are trying to rob them of their chances. That's the way they look at us. All these old fathers. All these old schools, they have lived their whole life. Let them leave us alone. You see them like this. If not God's grace, they will not be here.
Hallelujah.
Many of them will gain admission. They won't attend church. They will not step down to where church is. If they mistakenly know that the pastor of that church
he will not permit any nonsense.
No nonsense, man.
He will not permit any nonsense.
If he know that that church no nonsense church in
it.
They will not step
there.
If they mistakenly come for the first time, and the fourth day they came, welcome message. They manage.
I said, no, Farada.
Throughout semester. Throughout their years in school, they will not come to church. And to you, parents.
You don't even bother about it. How many of you have come to that church and meet their pastors and have the pastor? Is my son coming to church? How many of you have gone to meet the pastor? Or when they are coming to church, you hold them by their hands and you hand them over to the pastor of that church. You only be sending money. I need handouts.
Handouts.
For 211.
For 211.
You send it. I need handouts.
Monilo handouts.
For 21B.
For 212. For 214.
No cost like that. No cost that is buying that number name. No cost that is bearing 211.
Ah, kosi, go ton jebe. Kosi we kan ton jebe. Kosi ko kan ton jebe.
He will even tell you.
Yo tu es of mo.
School fees is 1.5 million.
Ah, pe owo ilewo e million ka bo ni.
We are last school fee is 76,000.
Ah, sugbon owo ilewo ko se be 76,000.
You pay it now.
Oh, son.
Because your girl know that you are mumu now.
Tori pe omo birin re mo pe omugo ni o.
God is looking for man and woman.
Olorun wa okunrin ati obirin.
He want to make them alive.
O gbe kan ko alaye.
And when he make them alive,
nigba to ba ti so won daaye.
He want to make God to be subject.
Yo je ki won wa labe sakoso Olorun.
He will not be our struggle.
Koni je ilakaka ti wa.
He will not be our running.
Koni je
something had to make us subject.
O koni lati je ki o kuko kari be.
But the code that we want to read. Bring it back to that script, that quote.
Ah, tun mu ayokan jade.
There are six components.
Awon kan mefa.
There are six components.
Awon koko mefa.
That is formed together.
La ko papo.
To bring their life and subjects.
Lati mu igbe aye won wa si isakoso.
William Bryan was showing
it.
Analyze them in that paragraph.
Awon wa ninu apapa gbolohun yen.
There are six components.
Awon koko mefa.
There are six pieces.
Awon koko mefa kan.
That are brought together.
La mu wa papo.
To make it possible.
Lati je ko sese.
To make us alive.
Lati je ka wa laaye.
And then we are subjects.
Asi tun wa labe sakoso.
If we are not able.
Ti a o ba le.
To scale through the six pieces.
Ah, duro pelu ipa mefefa.
If the six pieces.
Ti awon ipa mefefa
yi. Go through you and me.
Or
you can't go through these components. It will be very difficult to be alive. You know, look at your vehicle for example. Look at those vehicle
parkers
there. Components are brought together. To make it a vehicle. How many of you say, I don't like this one. I will only use the tire alone.
How many of you say, me o fe ile. Tire re nikan ni mo fe.
Se tire will carry me to where I'm going.
Se tire yo gbe o lo si bi to n lo.
No, tire will carry me where I'm going.
Se tire le gbe mi de bi ti mo.
Tire is rolling.
Tire n yi.
It will carry me.
Se mo so le gbe mi lo si bi mo.
And you say, I don't want other component of car.
Mo yo so pe mo o fe ipa.
I want only the tire.
Tire nikan ni mo fe.
You could have the moving wheel.
To ya lo rin.
That's what I want.
Tire alone, oni mo fe. Mi o fe yoku.
Or you go and buy tire.
Abi o lo ra tire.
And you come and stand here.
O wa do si
bi. And give testimony.
O wa.
Praise God, amen.
E do Lord logo.
I've just bought a car.
Mo se se ra oko kan ni.
Where do you park it?
Nibo lo ti ra.
Where do you park it?
Nibo lo gbe oko re si oko
re da. Where do you park it?
Ibo lo gbo oko re si.
Carry your tire, run the express.
Ah.
That you know you have not got a car yet. But what make a car?
Is
component from here, from there. Put them together. Assemble together. And make a moving vehicle. So God is bringing some things together. To make us alive and subject. So I'm seeing it by the grace of God. It's not going to be our efforts. It's not going to be because I can do it. Nobody can do it. Only God can do it. Nobody can do it. How about God can do it? Naomi told Ruth.
Naomi said for Ruth.
Now,
bye.
You just rest.
You will see me.
Boaz will take it over.
Boaz in Yoshe Yokoku.
You have worked your salvation.
O ti sise igbalare.
You have worked your way.
O ti sise
ti. In your own season.
O ti se saa ti.
In your own season.
Ni saa ti re.
But God want to step down.
Olorun fe sokale.
And when God step down.
Nigba to Olorun ba sokale.
It's not, it is God that bought.
O ti Olorun ti o ma sise.
God is the one that bought will and do.
Olorun ni o n se fife.
So where is you?
Iwo wada.
In verse 13.
Inu ese ketala.
Where is you?
You order.
Because I can pray very well.
Dole mo le gbadura dada.
I can shout very well.
Mo le paru dada.
That's why I'm breaking through.
Idi ti mo fin la se yori.
It may not be that one.
O le ma je be o.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said the headstone is crying words.
Oni apata ori na
kigbe. Grace, grace.
O kigbe ore ofe, ore ofe.
Pass from death and creed.
Ore koja
into a living world of the living God.
Atakoko.
God's only provided plan for his
age.
William Brown start from there. That is a provided plan of God for age. God has a provided plan. For an age. For every age. God had a provided plan. No age. Run by himself. No age. Walk by himself. There's a plan. That God has for that age. And God will see to it. That plan. That he had for that age. Must not fail. And sometimes, God can affect the policy of the government. Do you know one day? Herod just woke up. He said, okay, let everybody go to the land of their nativity.
And
go and register. Somebody will have said, Tinubu have started. Somebody could have said Tinubu does start. Why is he doing this? And Bible said that there was a woman called Mary. She was heavy. And there is her husband. Two of them had to live where they are living. Going to another place. And this woman is heavy. Anyone that sees that woman, they will have caused error. Error put this woman into this problem. Why they had to bring a decree like this?
But
you know that the hand of God was behind it. If error. Never bring that policy. Jesus, our Savior,
would
have been born in the wrong place.
Oh my.
You will have been born in the wrong place. You will play the plan of God for that age. But God in every age has got a plan. He has got a plan. Every man and woman who has found favor in God must be able to see that plan. When you don't see that plan, I don't care your service. I don't care your religiosity. The person will labor in vain. And Paul said, I don't want to labor in vain.
Paul will be able to fetch la 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 son.
Abraham says,
how can Abraham be?
God's only provided plan.
Ah, it's a tall long question.
Sorry, I'm quoting another place. It's a consul. 65:04-25.
To consul tall long question.
Is this word?
Only or order.
So, the word of God is God only brother plan for any age. Whatever will happen in that age, The word of God has a stake in it.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní kankan ṣe pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Whether economy of the world,
yala eto osuna aye,
whether the world politics,
tabi eto oselu aye,
whether the world religion,
tabi esin aye,
God is concerned.
Ọlọ́run ní kankan ṣe pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
So if Russia is making a move,
ati Russia ban se,
America is making a move,
ti America na n gbe si se,
God is watching his plan.
Ọlọ́run wo eto ti re.
If those things are not in the plan of this age,
ya won kan won yen to ba ba eto ti Ọlọ́run
fọ
mu ko ni gba won laye.
That was Abraham said.
O tarakun Abraham,
he said no one single atomic bomb will drop down,
o ni ko si ado loro kan ti yo bo lule,
no one single bomb will drop down,
o si ado loro kan ti yo bo
sile, until the bride is gone. That is God's plan for this age. That is God's plan for his bride. I don't care how many missiles, I don't care how many gatherings of Russian soldiers, of American soldiers, of French soldiers trying to come together. Everybody is saying Third World War, Third World War, by the grace of God, we shall leave this place. God has a plan.
Ọlọ́run ní ètò kan.
For any age.
Fún ìran kọ̀ọ̀kan.
I will Abraham say that.
Akunrin
Abraham. His word.
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
Is that plan.
O ní ètò náà.
So when you don't get the word, you don't get that word,
nígbà tó bá rí yẹn,
you can be out of that plan.
O lè má sínú ètò náà.
We had it last night here.
A ní lálẹ́ àná.
That's the present truth. That's the truth.
Otito kan wa.
That's a present truth.
Otito ti lojo oni wa.
That's some truth.
Awon otito kan wa.
In the Bible.
Ninu Bibeli.
It's in the Bible.
O wa ninu Bibeli.
But there are no more truth.
Sugbon won ise otito kan to odi. Beeni.
If Salai will say the white white gown in the Bible, they burn incense in the Bible, is there in your Bible?
Sele ba ma so wa ni awon to wosho funfun won ri ninu Bibeli beeni. Àwọn tó tan àbẹ́là wọn rinú Bíbélì bẹ́ẹ̀.
But it's no more present truth.
Wọ́n kì í sọ òtítọ́ ọjọ́ òní.
They can stand by that Bible.
Wọ́n lè dúró pẹ̀lú Bíbélì yẹn.
I will die with this Bible.
Wọ́n ó sọ pé Bíbélì.
They will die in that Bible.
Orí ẹ̀ làwọn ó kulé.
They will miss heaven in that Bible.
Wọ́n sì kùnà, wọ́n pàdánù ọ̀run.
That is why he takes a prophet.
Ìdí pé
he takes the prophets in every age to take the bride through the Bible shadows. You can't walk the shadow alone. You can't tie from type. He takes the prophet to type and bring it out. When you try to do it, you will break the chain of God's word.
And
God is not expecting anybody to do that. God's
provided
a plan for every age.
Ètò Ọlọ́run pípé fún ìgbàjọ kọ̀ọ̀kan.
Is God's word.
O ní ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now we are looking at this scripture, this quotation.
À ń wo àyọkà yìí.
Can you bring it back to where we are? If you don't go back there, it's very difficult to go forward. Let's go back to that.
Jẹ́ká padà sí àyọkà yẹn.
The first one I read.
Kọ́kọ́ tí ọkà ti sọ.
The first one I read.
Yoka koko siaka.
Sorry, please. Praga 263, 263.
Papa Bolon, 263.
Are you there? Let's try and look at this, the six components.
We'll
just try and rush it, don't worry. I won't take your time.
You're
not there, who is skipped for me?
Let's call the number again.
65-11-28. Paragraph 263.
65-11-28.
So I want it to be on board so that we all can follow it. 263. Or you type the headstone crying words.
65-11-28.
The headstone crying words. Grace. Pass from death.
The headstone crying words.
And creed to the living word of the living God.
God's
only brother plan for his age. The first thing is this.
His
son.
You are not there.
Yes, there.
We are trying to want to bring the covenant together.
A fe mu awon ayara na ka ko won papapo.
That will make us alive.
Ti o mu ka wa laye.
Our subject. The first one he said his son.
Ohun akoko ni ko po pe omo re.
So anyone that is not his son.
Eni kan ti ba si omo Olorun.
Should forget about the plan.
Ko gbagbe nipa eto na.
Anyone.
Eni kan ni.
Who does not fall in the bracket of his son.
Ti ko si nu awon omo Olorun.
Because the person.
Nitori eni na.
That God.
Ti Olorun.
Want to bring alive.
To fe so da aye.
And make him subject.
Ko si wa si abe isakoso
oro re. His own son.
O ni omo ti re. Amen.
Anyone who is not the son of God is not part of this plan. And nothing can make him to be part of this plan. His struggle and his efforts, whatever he can do, will not be able to make it to be part of his program.
So,
the first thing God said, what is bringing together that leads to being alive and then subjects to every promise that God has made. Because there are promises in the Bible. There's a promise that we are going to be conformed to the image of his son. Not everybody. Not everybody. That come to hear the word. Not everybody. That the word has been coming to. Will be able. To come to conformity. It's a promise that only peculiar people. Not everybody.
You say, we
manifest as sons of God. It's a promise that is meant for a chosen people. And how will they be able to do it? Every ingredient to make them to be able to achieve it will be given to them. God will wire them. God will program them into that. It will not be a struggle. But by the grace of God, they will find favor in God to be able to come out. Because God will help them in that very age to step to that frequency. All these promises is going around the world. It's in Libya. He's going through Ghana. He's going through Cameroon. He's going to America. He's circling the world. But in every of those countries, God has a set there. God has a set. Radio set. When you tune it, he will pick it. And when he pick it, he manifest the record. He manifest the record. The record is going on. He's moving. Because God himself, in this age, said the Lord himself shall descend. He stepped down from his own frequency. He stepped down from his own dimension. And he came down here to speak that word. When he speak those promises, and he start going on record, moving all over the world, looking for sons and daughters. Oh, one day, a record was spoken. A record was spoken. A word was spoken. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive. It become a record that is moving. Around Jerusalem. Around Samaria. Around places.
Jerusalem.
Looking for one person that will tune him. When he can tune to that frequency, that record
he
manifests it to that person. Mary never knew anything. She was just going to go and fetch water. Everybody has had it. Everybody has had a sermon. Every mother has been telling their daughter, you see yourself now. You cannot defy yourself now. You can fulfill that promise. Look at yourself. So every defiled girl, they were ashamed of themselves. But those who have kept themselves sacred, there is joy in their hearts. Because there is a possibility. I don't care what the world gives to us. There is a possibility to have a bride through us. We have not defiled ourselves by the grace of God. There is a possibility, friends. Young boys and young girls, there is still a possibility. I don't care how far. Enemy has taken your life by the grace of God. Before this service is over, this camp is over, there is a possibility that you will hit that frequency. Mary was just passing.
Maria kan kojalo.
The record was just going. Looking for the right channel. Mary never know.
Maria koma.
Only to go and fetch water.
Go fetch lock, mommy.
Somebody just step down.
Eni kan kan daddy.
And just meet Mary.
Oko pade Maria.
Hail Mary.
Odi pele Maria.
Mary could have looked at her.
Maria wo.
Don't you see where they ring?
Ah, so ri pe mo ti
de ya. Don't you see engagement ring?
Mo ti da fe sona ni. A fe sona ni.
He's not coming for that.
Ah, ko wa fun yen.
The woman at the well.
Obirin to wa leti kanga.
When she saw Jesus,
nigba tori Jesu,
he was trying to play a prank.
O gbianjo lati se arekereke.
He has got this already.
O ti gbe pelu eni kefa. Ba boya ile aje keje.
There is a sixth city of refuge. There is sixth city of refuge.
Ilu Aboa.
The seventh one is standing.
Oh, mefa wa to tin to ba gbe.
This one is standing before this woman. In the seventh city of refuge. That come to save that woman. And she was thinking, he's one of those boys. Our message is not one of them. This is the king's message.
Amen.
The first thing he said, his son. You have to be his son. And don't forget this. What God wants to do can only take place in the confine of his son. Let me read a quote to you. Can you give us 65:11-28M? 65-11-28M. Paragraph 288. The same sermon. I think when he was running that message.
Wasu.
Paragraph 288.
Dear
God,
you are alone.
We thank you that we have had our spiritual diet. We thank you, Lord, that the vitamin of the word, who was gross sons of God, it does not affect on any other type of character. Only on sons and daughters of God. The vitamin of the message that will produce you and me to be alive and subject to every of his ways can only work only on sons. Some people will find themselves in the message. It will kick them out. Some will preach it for 35 years. At the end of it, he will push them out. Because the vitamin of God's word, that vitamin that is in that message can only work upon sons alone. If any other person eats it, he produces diarrhea. Somebody say, I find it difficult to swallow it. A preacher that preached for 35 years. I was watching the video. when he was trying to resign from the church. The deacon was sitting down there and he was crying. A pastor who
has
prayed for 35 years said, for all these years, I've been struggling with this message.
But
by this time, I can't continue. I have to resign. And he left the message. And this is a firebrand. It is not about a firebrand. It's not about a firebrand. It's about, are you a son? Are you a son in this plan? If you are not a son, and you find yourself in the truth, that truth will knock you out. If you can stay this afternoon, it's not the mercy of God on us.
Amen.
All the vitamin of the world can only work upon sons.
Ah, you that your Lord, you know our Lord, can do
this. So what you are hearing?
So no, don't say me.
What you are hearing?
Don't say me.
Somebody is frowning his face.
And he can't find you poor, but he can't sogan.
Somebody after the service.
Yeah, and he can't let him see.
We not give the pastor.
We'll
not get the preacher.
Somebody
will come and meet him. God bless you, sir.
Before
you preach me. And God has so blessed me. Somebody will look at him. And look at his face. And walk out. It depends on who you are. But one thing I know. The vitamin of God's word. We grow sons and daughters. If you are not daughters, we can't help it. Pastor cannot help it. Preachers can't help it. We can only play our part. So
pray
God's word to you. Nobody can help it. I can't even help myself. My soul is hanging on God's decision.
Hallelujah.
I can't help myself. We are only hanging upon this message. That's why you don't play with the message of God.
So
we have mercy. On
who
that we have mercy.
Amen.
Qualification for mercy. Qualification for mercy. Qualification.
His hand.
Nobody can determine it.
He
determined to raise this one up. He put this one down. Jacob took the birthright. He deceived his father and got the blessing. And God said, I find no fault in Jacob.
Hallelujah.
But you say, God, he stole the birthright.
He
didn't see that. He stole the blessing. God is the finer. I find no fault in Jacob.
Hallelujah.
Because that is just his prerogative. That is the sovereignty of God.
He
lives in him.
He
lives in his plan.
If
God has helped you to find this grace, happy are ye. Humble yourself. Ask for more grace. Don't play church. Serve God. Pay your tithe and offering. Come to church. Play your part. Play with your church. And help the work of God. Because you have find grace in this God. There are many who are looking for mercy. Mercy don't even pass their area.
Terrible.
Do you know sometimes?
Yeah,
you never look for mercy.
Oh, ni wa nu.
Do you know sometimes he took it from the bar parlor?
Ah, o kon gba pe ni gba miran Olorun o lo mu eyan lati
he took you out from the beer parlor
olorun o lo mu o lati nu ile otin
you go lati ile otin you go and look for mercy there
so lo wa anu ni ile otin ni
you didn't go and look for mercy in beer parlor
o lo si ile otin lati lo wa anu
you went to beer parlor to go and kush
o lo si ile otin lati lo mu tin yo
but God mercy just came down
there anu olorun stop go out
but there is somebody
enikan wa
in Vatican in Vatican
ni Vatican
in Vatican
ni Vatican
all you see with him is Bible
gbogbo to mari lowo eni ni Bible
all you see with him to bless and bless and bless
gbogbo igba
you will not see one jug of beer in his hand
ko ma bukun yan ko e le ri beer lowo re
you will not see where he is punching anybody
e le ri bi to tin lu enikeni
and the world look at him
aye si oro Olorun si
and call him a holy man
aye wo won pe ni
and Bible look at him
bibele si wo
as is a man of iniquity
o so pe okunrin ese ni ni
who can disprove the Bible
e wo ti bibele so
God have the final say
oro Olorun ohun labege
God have the final say
ohun to Olorun so labege
he has decided for us
o ti pinu fun wa
devil can't change us
se o le yi wa pada
he can fight your business
o le pa ise
he can fight your children
o le pa mo re
he can fight your home
o le pa ile re ja
he can't change our destination
o le yi ibi ta o pari si ko le yi pada
we are bound to arrive at the
goal ani la o dele a o dele
we are arriving we shall arrive
a o dele ta
because we are part of this plan
ni ko ri ka jare eto re amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We are part of this plan.
But
what a man and woman we should be. Humble ourselves. In the grace of God. And I am nothing. He is something. I am nothing. I don't care what's your degree. I don't care what's your affiliation. I don't care what's your position. Don't overlook anybody.
Amen.
It's just the mercy of God.
I know Olorun nikan ni.
Wow. His son.
Omo re.
And the son is an offspring of God.
Omo na o je omo Olorun.
We are a spring that shoots out of God.
A o je enikan to jade lati nu Olorun.
And Abraham said.
Akun Abraham wi pe.
We are always a son.
Nigba gbogbo lati je omo Olorun. Hallelujah.
Are we going to have to read those quotes? Said we are always a son.
Oni gbagbogbo lati je omo Olorun.
There was never any time that you are saved.
Ko si igba kankan ta gba ola.
There was no day you are saved.
Ko si iran kan ta ti gba.
Because you are always a son.
Tori gbagbogbo lo je omo Olorun.
Said but one day, some times ago,
ni igba kan,
I was still painting.
Mo si kun ete.
I was still wearing trousers.
Mo si wo sokoto.
You are still a daughter.
O si je omo re nigba yen.
In those times,
when
I start my problem,
I will
break bottle. Why you break
bottle?
You are still a son. One day there was a boy. Prodigal son.
He told his father.
Give my own portion.
Fun me ni ogun
te. Give part of my own portion.
Fun mi logun te.
And he took it.
O si gba.
He ran out.
O jade lo.
He buy sneaker.
O lo nana ko.
He bought sneaker.
O lo bra.
He brought jeans.
O ra si ga. O ra.
He bought face cap.
O ra fila.
You know you young boys.
When your eyes open.
You want to wear jeans, Abi. Tia jeans.
Eh for wa. Efe wo sokoto.
Want to wear sneaker.
Sokoto awon to tori won o pe. Sokoto to ti ya.
Like can be bouncing.
Wa fe wo.
You think you have a life.
Won to mama mu yin tokiri. E ro pe yes, e ti dele.
You will not stay at home.
Ni duro sile.
Daddy and mommy become host school.
Daddy and mommy an ti darugbo.
But boy, there's a boy like you.
Omo kan wa bi ti e.
He took the money and run.
O kowo ti e o jade
lo. He ran from home.
O sa ko le.
I'm now of age.
O ni mo ti toju bo, mo ti dagba.
What have you achieved?
Kele ki lo ski le ki la se yori re.
Fourth degree.
Eh, o ti gbagbo igbawe.
Go to Jebu Odede.
O ti kawe gboye.
First class riding Marwa.
Lo si Togate. O ri en to pa first class to je pe se Marwa lo nwa.
The guy is an accountant.
Accountant in
he worked with Wema Bank.
Wema Bank.
The day I was going with them in the Maruwa. He said he was the head of finance and admin. Admin and finance. But it's right in Maruwa. So what is life? Only God's mercy. The boy took the money. And he went away. He scandaled everything. You know when you have done it. When you have finished. Your foolishness. Your madness. Your eyes will go down.
I will show
that. That was off. Have you ever seen a chicken that is? Have you ever seen? And that is beaten by rain. The boy looked this way. He looked this way.
Okay, what?
Where will I go?
Boni kin logan. Boni mo ali lo bai.
But it's always a son.
Boni ba go omo lords. Omo si ni.
He took the money. Doesn't make him no more son.
Ah,
he's still a son.
Ogi kiche to she
iwa to. But the boy is just too there.
Oje komo jo mama.
Where will I go? I have finished the money. I'm not working in a piggery. And I have a father. Let me go home. Let me go back. Let me reconcile to my sonship. Oh, that is a promise of God. We are going to reconcile to our sonship. Because God is waiting for us. A time is coming, brothers. You and me. Must step down to our sonship road. Genesis 2 condition is waiting for us. Genesis 2 condition is waiting for us.
Genesis.
Orikeji. And the boy said, I will go back home. But when I get back home, I will go and tell my daddy. I will not be a dad. I will not be a son. Let me be your servant. That was what was in his mind. When he was going home, he had that thought. I will just go back. I will tell my daddy. Let me be a servant. When daddy met him, and he told his daddy, let me be a servant. The man respond. He never even answered him at all. He said, I have lost a son. And the son has come back home.
But
Abraham said, we are always a son. Only in a fallen estate. In a fallen condition. But the grace of God is here. Every fallen son. Every fallen brother. Every fallen sister. Every fallen teenager. The grace of God is here. He will bring you up again. We will rise again. The bones will rise again. The bone will speak again. The bone will speak God's word again. Because we are ordained to be there. William Brown said we are always a son. Let's go to back to that scripture. That quotation. Let's go there again. No, not this one. 263. Oh, that we can quickly go.
263,
not this one. 263. He said the first thing is his son. I will know what to make us a son. We are carrying the gene of the father. A son is a carrier of the life of his father.
We
know all those things. A son is the attribute of his father. A son is a carrier of the father's character. We are sons.
Amen.
So only son is in this plan. Read this up a little. His son, the next component.
Oh, money.
He said his son in the word age.
Ni akoko ti oro na.
So,
what God wants to do,
the
place where God is doing it,
where
God is making us alive and subject, is in the word
age.
When you don't find yourself in the word age,
the
promise of being alive and subject
will not come
to pass in your life. You see why God cannot do it in Laodicea?
I read it all on the in Laodicea.
Because Laodicea is a mess age.
Laodicea ni iran to di baje.
It's an age of mess.
There
is no one single people of God that can come up from that place. Laodicea cannot produce a bride.
Laodicea le mu yawo Christ jade.
It's his son. In the word age. That is why God had to pull us out of Laodicea.
When
Abraham said that the seventh age ended. And we enter into the eighth day. We enter into eternity with God. We enter into a new place. The seventh age ended. It ended. And the word is still going on in that condition. But the bride has stepped out into Revelation 10. Can you give me 640802? Sorry. 64-0802.
6408.
I'm watching that time.
Are
you there? Are you there? Can you quickly get it for me? Oh. 64-0802. Future home. It's future home anyway. Paragraph 236. It's future home.
Future home. Can
we quickly. And we live through all these types here. But when you eat the hates, you go into eternity. You don't come by loss and rituals and orders. You come by predestination. Amen. There is a genuine holy convocation. And we are ending the seventh church age. Church age. Pentecostal age. Do you see it? We are entering the holy convocation. We are entering into that rich and new eternity. We are the church. Is called. Not to a substation, some denomination, but into eternity. With their eternal kings. See, we don't have it at all. No such a thing as days and things and times will pass into eternity. Where you come from, you were there to begin with. So what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Where am I standing? Where are you standing? We are back to eternity. We are back to where we are. Because God wants to make us subjects to every of his promises.
Amen.
So, if church age is still influencing you, if Laodicea is still influenced by you, you have not hit the point. You are still copying Pentecostal. You are still dressing like Laodicea. You ask me, how do I dress?
Take
the thinking woman's flitter. They're the thinking man's flitter. Go through the thinking woman's flitter.
You
will come out with a holy woman's taste. But he said in the word age. Go back there. That is where the thing is taking place. So God had to pull us out. Revelation 3:14.
is where we find ourselves.
Laodicea
age.
But Revelation 18:4.
There
was an exodus. Come out of
her.
But let me say this.
Exodus
is not complete until you are here.
Amen.
Because he may bring you out. He brought many
out.
They never enter the rest.
Oh, see, one is similar.
So their exodus is to come out and to go in. There are many who came out. They never enter. They couldn't complete exodus. And God said, I have sworn in my wrath because of their unbelief, of their character, they will not enter there. God doesn't go anywhere.
Olorun ko lo bi kankan.
You know what God did?
Omo t'Olorun se.
He created a breach of time.
Ah, o je ki alafo akoko wa.
They were just running the same
circle. Won si bere si sako se obiriko.
They were dying one by one.
Obiriko won si nku die die.
When the last man died, God was waiting for them.
Olorun duro.
When the last one died,
won ku ke en to
pe. God called Joshua.
Ma na Olorun pe Joshua.
The time is here.
Asoko si pe.
Tell these people.
So,
we have circled this mountain.
Atiko,
3 days.
Okay,
we are crossing over.
Lojo meta leyin oni, a o wole. A o wole.
Don't be old generation.
Ma se je iran takoko. Iran atijo.
Don't be old generation.
Iran atijo ti o wole ma se je be.
Let's go back there, sorry. Let's go back to that.
Je ka pada lo si.
263.
263.
Maybe we've got to list. Let's just try to list it. The next one.
It will come.
From that same, if you can get it, okay. Quicken is the next one.
Because what
is happening in the world
here?
That is what is happening in the world here. Quicken will take place.
Ah, so and the next thing.
By what?
Nipa by his spirit.
How will it happen?
God, you should
like a spark.
Yo, that be.
You know what a spark is?
Oh, that be. I wish
we can read the quotes.
Oh, we make a
the quickening that will happen in the world age.
You saw that ye. Ti yo sele ni gba iran ya you not oro Olorun.
Be by the spirit.
Yo je nipa emi Olorun.
And it happen like a spark.
Yo si sele bi nkan to sele lojije peke pi isana kan to sa lojije.
You know a spark.
E mo isana
when negative and positive touch each other.
Nipa ti wa ya na meji pa kolura lojije.
No what happen? Something blow.
Yo
that light that show. That thing that happened is what we call a spark.
So,
what is happening to a son in the world age is quickening. What brings the quickening? By the Spirit. How did it happen? Like a spark.
It
just brings a spark.
You
can't explain it. A spark just took place. It's like a trigger. You open your eyes. You open your mind. Like that boy. What did God
say?
Something just happened to him. A spark just took over. But I have a father. I have a father. What am I doing here? I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. We don't believe in pig. We don't eat pig. Why am I eating pig meat? Am I eating pig food? Something just back.
And
he could see himself. It may not be the preaching. It may not be a song service. You cannot explain it. What could spark you? And it could be in the song service. It may not be the printer. Sometimes, don't miss song service.
This
spark that will start your reconciliation back to sonship can happen in song service. Like a spark.
You feel on
ojiji lo sele si.
I'm closing.
A pari bayi.
Time is on that of a side.
Akoko to fun wa.
Like a spark.
Gbe o ina kan lojiji.
The light of something.
To je pe o tana si onkan.
Light of
o tana si onkan.
Something that spark light.
O tana si onkan.
That is the main thing.
Ohun to se pataki niyan. Ohun to se lojiji yen o tana si onkan. O ki lo tana si o ni iru iye yen.
The spark that took place.
Iru iye
ya. It lies something.
Ohun to se lojiji
yen o tana si onkan. Is not there.
To yen o ba si nbe.
It's a wasted effort.
Iru iye yen ti o ba si nbe ko le sise kankan.
He said, "In light of something."
O ni o tana si onkan.
To make it alive.
Lati so da aye.
May God bless you.
Olorun ko bukun yin.
May you experience it here.
Olorun je ka ni iriri re.
May everybody experience it.
Gbogbo eyan ko ni iriri re.
May our children experience it.
Aka omo wa ni iriri re.
May every boy experience it.
Ori kaluku ni iriri re.
May every guest experience it.
Gbogbo omokunrin ni iriri
re. May everyone who have not stepped in.
Gbogbo ati o ti wole.
May we experience it.
A ni iriri re.
What that we can set that frequency and the record that record our promises, we can step into it. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, my brother. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please bow our heads?
Ejeka for a word of prayer.
Our blessed Lord, we once again want to bring appreciation to you for your word that has come unto us, O God. Father, your prophet told us when he was speaking about the fivefold, he told us that the apostle is a special man, and the prophet is a special man, the evangelist is a special man. He also told us that the teacher is a special man, and he told us also the pastor is a special man. He did not stop there. And he went further to explain to us what makes them special in their respective calling. We give you praise. We give you honor. The only way we can identify gifts is by their manifestation. We are very grateful unto you for your servant, that your grace has helped again to bring your word to us tonight. That is why I keep saying, no matter how much we struggle, we cannot make the fivefold. We can't narrow it down to a fold. It's not possible. God made them five, and they will ever remain five. May you help us, O God, that your word that has gone forth may not fly over our heads. Lord, may find its resting place in our hearts. It just further confirm, O God, that it is not what we are. It is not what we are doing or done or yet to do that make us what we are, but the decisions that God has taken concerning you and me before the foundation of the world is what make us what we are. We are very grateful. Your prophet said, it is not we that following God. It is God that is looking for his own. He told us in the Garden of Eden when Adam had did what was asked not to do, instead of calling upon God, have mercy on me, he was running away. He said that is the nature of a sinner. He said, but it was God that called after Adam. Adam, where are you? We just want to thank you for the assurance that you are giving unto us The day that are yours, none will be lost. We thank you, our Master. Lord Jesus, we pray for as many as are having one need or the other. Like I said earlier on, in the beginning of the service, in the beginning of being meeting, no man may stand before the mirror as is somebody else. Lord Jesus, your word once again has shown each and every one of us to us what we are tonight. We just take all the glory I give unto you, all the honor I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. The way you have made it is such a way, O God, that counterfeit might come along the way. They might do signs and wonders. It's so much that if it was possible, the elect will be deceived. You made sure that it is impossible for the elect to be deceived. Because after walking on there, Lord, you put something in there. That is the inner teacher. Your prophet was telling us. Somebody said, well, the Bible has said the Holy Ghost is the inner teacher. We don't need a teacher. And the prophet said, why did God put teaching ministry among the fivefold? We thank you because as many as are your children, you are the one truly walking in them both to win and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, you give them teaching. The prophet said, man filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, no matter what comes his way, he said, there is something that is taking care of him. We are grateful, Lord, as many as are your children that have not yet come in by that baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray, may you bring them in, O God. Those already in, they have that blessed assurance. There is nothing that will cross their way that will make them to derail because they have the inner guide. Father, we are grateful. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you for your servant that you have graciously used, bringing your word in simplicity unto us, O God. The virtue that has led him, Lord, we pray, may you replenish him, Lord. So we believe in here, not your presence, going to the auditorium, dining to eat our physical food. This spiritual food that we have eaten, Lord, may it take effect in the lives of every one of us. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions, Lord, because we have asked it with all faith and thanksgiving in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Let's quickly listen to these few announcements.
I want to feel okay.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have a slight adjustment in our service time.
Niola, ni eto, ani yipada die, you know, akoko awensinwa.
The morning division was. The morning devotion will still be between 6 and 7 in the morning.
The
users of this auditorium, we are going to have a little service in the morning that like between 7:30 to 8:30 or 9:30. So the morning service, instead of us sitting 9:30 tomorrow, we'll be sitting 10 a.m. And the worship service will be 10:30. And then the preaching will take off 11 to 1. The shopping complex here that we normally use during the service
to ease ourselves.
Ibi ti wa niwaju ti a fi ma nlo lauko isin boya lati gbonse
the securities they have said they want to lock the place.
Tun oju to ibe awon eleto abo fe so pa an fe ti be pa
because there is a swimming pool there.
Tori pe ibi adagun mi wa nbe
and they found little little children around the place in the afternoon.
Won si ran omo kekeke ni to si re be ni osan
and they say if a mistake happen.
Won si ni ti asise kan ba sele
and there is anything happen casualty there about.
Si nkan kan to si gba pani lara sele
that you affect us.
Pe yo da wa lamu.
It will affect the school.
Yo da ile iwe lamu.
And it will be a big problem.
Yo si je wahala nla.
So except we are able to do something, we should go and be using the toilet this way, which is a bit far.
Tabale se nkan kan lati lo ma lo awon ile itura ile igbese to wa ni apabi to si jina die.
Yeah, well, I discussed with the officers. I don't know whether they've been able to conclude. If we're able to get somebody to stay there tomorrow among the officers, then we'll use the place.
Lola tabale ri sendi kan bale do sibe lara awon oloye ijo nigba na o le lo ibe.
If not,
ti o ba se be,
they will lock it.
O ti be pa.
God bless you.
Lo bu kun yin.
Yeah, the person that will stay there, if somebody is staying there,
and to
we follow the service on his handset.
And to pa to sibe you ma tele sin lati ori ero lewo re
like I normally do if I step out. I just go online until I come in, then I switch to the physical
here. All
right. And if I don't know whether the sermon books that were, is it finished now? Some still remain. Okay. Tomorrow, if those who wanted to collect sermon books, if they see want to collect it tomorrow, you can still collect it.
We was Yoruba. Tamba tule gba lola.
I try to see brother Jeremiah Adeyemi.
Lati ri akun Jeremiah Adeyemi.
God bless you.
Olorun bukun yin.
We going to dismiss with a hymn. Are you in the church triumphant? Amen. There is a church triumphant. Are you in it? Please give it to us. Say the chorus. Are you in the church triumphant? Are you in the Savior's bride? For I be baptized into thy body. Have forevermore. Have you been baptized into the body? Baptized with the Holy Ghost. There is but one way to enter in it. Just as it is the Amen. Hallelujah, oh, are you in the church triumphant? Oh, are you in the Savior's bride? Come and be baptized into the body. Have forevermore.
Baptized into day. Oh, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Oh, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Oh, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. Is Jesus. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Hey, what manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. You know he may see us repent. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hosanna, 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 hallelujah, Hosanna.
I went to the enemy's camp, took back what he stole from me, took back what he stole from me, took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp, took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet, 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 he's under my feet.